Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Distinguished Southern gentleman, and he was in movies and stuff. Women loved him. It wasn't the same kind of love as women had for Tom Jones, but it was still that, you know, they look at him and they melt. Riding in a one-horse sleigh. Oh, that was great. All right, so here we are celebrating early. Why not? Let's cast a big, giant net over people that want to celebrate the way it feels every year at this time, no matter what your religion. I think it gets into our blood. It gets into the air. We all feel differently and enjoy the music and the camaraderie, the parties, all of that good stuff. We were talking earlier, and you can catch this on our Good Day Show podcast, actually listening during the day today. You can listen because we have all of the hours repeat through the day all day long. I think we have, what, 6 times they repeat. The whole show is repeated at gooddayshow.com. And then we have the download, and you'll hear our discussion about the various the various and sundry number of versions of Jingle Bell Rock. The first one was Brenda Lee, right? It was Brenda Lee. Wasn't that the first one you played? Is that what got the conversation started, James?
It was Bobby Helms.
It was Bobby Helms.
Bobby Helms. Okay. All right. Anyway, so there are all those, and you can hear the number if you listen back to the download or to the program during the day today. If you didn't hear that, you'll hear us talking about how many different versions of that song and other Christmas songs there are. It's amazing how many there are. Everybody, any recording artist worth his or her salt or any group has recorded at least one Christmas album, right? And so they have all the traditional Christmas tunes which you would expect. And they're good. It's fun. The download that is presently available, because we have two things you can listen to, the Good Day Show itself all through the day, and then you can catch the download, which has highlights sort of as a podcast. The discussion of Andre Brouwer, one of the things that we had a conversation. The more I think about that, the more I think, God, this is lousy. Because he was a good actor, and he was
such a joy to watch.
Yeah, he was kind of. Yeah, it was fun. Anyway, Orrin Eckstein of The Pet Show, talking about some of the new dog illnesses that are around to make. Anyway, you listen to the whole thing. Maria Francesca trilogy on our download, focused on what is going to happen astrologically between now and the end of the year. It's time for Mercury to go retrograde. But she says, don't worry, not going to be a big problem this time around. So that's good. All right, check it out. We are also focusing on miracles. Miracles. Here's a 4-month-old Tennessee boy who survived being sucked into tornadoes. Huh? Wow. This is, according to his mother, by the grace of God, my 4-month-old baby is still alive. Listen to this. This 4-month-old survived being sucked into the tornado that touched down. We were talking about this, I think, yesterday or the day before, over the weekend, the severe weather in all over Tennessee. The mother and her 2 children were inside their home in Clarksville, Tennessee, when the tornado tore through their town, through their house. The mother, Sydney Moore, said she was with her 1-year-old son in the back bedroom of their mobile home. See, mobile homes seem to be, there's something about the metal that attracts tornadoes, right? Whenever there's a mobile home within reach of a tornado, rip it up. And so anyway, it looks like the winds began to pick up the mobile home. The walls of the home collapsed. Then the mother jumped on her, she has three children apparently, she jumped on two of them, and her boyfriend was watching as the four-month-old was pulled out of the bassinet and into the funnel cloud. This is something you only see
in
a movie.
Awful,
remember in Twister,
right?
Where you saw the cow get sucked up in the in the tornado? So this boyfriend...
That had to have been such a devastating sight. And thank the Lord that this child is okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's dramatic. It sounds like we're making it dramatic. Well, it was dramatic. You watch your baby go get sucked up by a twister. This is almost... Well, the fact is the baby survived. That's the miracle. But you wonder how it happened. The mother said, I was pretty sure he was dead and we weren't going to find him. But they did. And I guess they went out after the twister. And all the baby had cuts and bruises. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The boyfriend
pretty
got
much everybody.
Worse off. And,
yeah. Broken arm, shoulder, all of that. But everybody else, it was just cuts and bruises. And, ugh.
The home is completely lost, and the car was destroyed. So I guess they have a fundraiser, a GoFundMe page, to help the family out. At this time of year, they will be helped out a lot. You can be sure of that. $16,000 was raised already in the last day or two.
And the rental company that where the mobile home is, the rental company is putting them up in a hotel for a month to help them kind of get their lives back together after losing everything.
Yep. Wow. There you go. There you can laugh about it. Just think about it, though. I'm chuckling because I'm thinking, how does it happen? And it doesn't happen. It is a miracle. A child is 4 months old, gets sucked up into a tornado, and then survives? Good Lord. Think about that. A lot of teamwork involved in the town to help the family sort of get their act back together again. I was thinking about that, Jay, and how it is. We were talking earlier, having James look up some stuff. We have a good team here. We have a nice team, and we work well together, and that's what teamwork is all about. When you have worked together, I've had people around me on this program. Jennifer's been here for almost 20 years, and Jay's come into the mix, and James has, and we've got other people behind the scenes, and it's the same in any business, or even in a family, a group, an organization, a lot of people that have, we have a business association here in my hometown that I belong to, and we have nice meetings. We learn a lot from each other's mistakes, and therefore we have, as a collective, better outcomes when we have problems. And that's what it's all about, isn't it? To understand what other people go through and to optimize the results of the work they do to fix their problems. That's what teamwork is, sharing. As corny as it sounds, sharing and caring, that's what it is all about. You get better when you're around people that learn, you learn from them, around people that are smarter than you are or have done things better than you have. That's what it's all about, right?
You put, I always like the one thing where it's like, if you are the smartest person in the room, get out of that room. You're in the wrong room.
I never heard that one before, but that's good. I like that. Excellent. All right. The First Lady is coming under fire, Jay, because of what happened. The White House looks like a... Did you see some of those pictures? They're calling it the banana room.
I think they look great. They're calling it the what room?
The banana room. That was the United States. Look at the... One of the comments I see... of course, it was posted on Fox, so maybe that's considered the source. The White House video calling it the United States of Bananas because of all of the bananas that are decorating one of the rooms in the White House. There's a video.
Wait, I missed
that's
this
on,
picture.
The video on X shows a bunch of dancers running around the White House The theme that Mrs. Biden came up with was magic, wonder, and joy. There's a lot of stuff that is kind of weird. Looks like a woman running around with Dracula teeth, and there's a dance group. I don't know.
Will you send me this? I didn't see this one. Yeah. I just saw the photos.
It's all over the Fox News app.
The West Wing looks so cool with the ornaments all hanging from the ceiling.
Yeah, they have a lot of, they've decorated, look, the walkway that goes from one part of the White House to the other has these candy canes around the columns. Did you see that picture?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at. I say West Wing?
Is that the one you're looking at?
That's what I'm looking at. And it has all of the ornaments hanging down. And I was reading more about it, and it's supposed to be reminiscent of childhood, of laying under the tree and looking up.
Yeah. I don't know. Sort of thing, I suppose I could, somebody take a shot at me for this. All I'm thinking about is how many people paid taxes to pay for this? How many people worked all year and they paid $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 in taxes? And how much did it cost to do this? And is this an appropriate use? Some years the White House and also other governmental properties are decorated with money, gifts, not there's a fund that you can use, available, use for this sort of thing. I don't know. I'm not sure where it came, but there's just the weird dancing and people. I don't know. It doesn't look Christmassy.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
The candy canes.
The decoration and the, they partnered with HGTV for an upcoming special where Drew and Jonathan Scott actually did all of the decoration, and they had, volunteers.
About. Yeah.
Yes, the Property Brothers, and they had 70 volunteers or something. So this is an upcoming special, so I'm sure that there was a lot of sponsored stuff and not all tax dollars.
I find I don't want it to sound the wrong way, but there's, because you can't really say anything that sounds critical if there's diversity involved in it. There's something about what I see here that makes me think the diversity's gone a little bit too far. And that is the only comment I will have regarding that. It's 18 after. Merry Christmas!
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all-natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that, when combined, really keep things moving. I drink it every day, and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is what America is talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, there he is, Mr. Big Voice Ben.
Does he get mad when you step on him? Does he get angry?
I hope not. Yeah, no. He's actually a little guy. He's 5'4", and you never think he would have a voice like that. Seriously. All right. Anyway, the situation with the story, the charts that we have published at talkers.com and also at gooddayshow.com for the week of December 11th to the 15th. Michael Harrison is here, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. We are, I think we need, before we move on from number one, maybe number one and number two sort of combined here. The Biden administration has banned travel to the U.S. by extremist Jewish settlers who have been attacking the Palestinians on the West Bank. So the gaping loophole is, how do you know who these people are? I would want to know that we were, if you're going to do this, there are 60,000 Americans who live in the West Bank outside of East Jerusalem, and you probably didn't even know that. 60,000 American citizens live there. They have moved into these settlements. It's kind of a lifestyle choice. I've met them. You and I have talked to them when we were over there. And they lived in concert with the Palestinians. But now there's a bunch of them, a core group of these ideologically driven citizens who have built these settlements on the land that has been stolen from the Palestinians. And so those people who are in the focus. The government doesn't want to let them back. If they come back to America or they want to come back, Biden doesn't want to let them come back. So what do we think about that?
What I think about that is I don't know whether I could endorse the statement that you said that it was stolen from the Palestinians. That's an assumption. As to who owns
this
land.
As a phrase,
land.
Yes, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I have to call
right.
you out on it.
No, and you know what? The way that I should have put it is the way that I put it when we first started talking about this. We, all of us, most people don't realize that the United States, who was the controlling member of the United Nations, when the United Nations decided that we ought to have a place for European Jews to go after the Second World War, the United States wanted it to be where it is. The state of Israel is where it is because the U.S. wanted to have a base in the area, and so this was the best place for the base. And then, you know, as things have gone on, people have forgotten about that. But
well, people should not forget the fact that Israel is our only real friend in that area.
In the Middle East, right? That's why we did it, yeah.
And that's a very sensitive area. So people who think of Israel as some separate country that we're wasting funds and energy in supporting are missing a bigger point. And many people are missing the point as to what does it mean to be an ally in this world, to have alliances. What do we owe our allies and what do they owe us? And can any nation make it alone? And even though we all like to think that we're the center of the universe and the most powerful nation in the world, it's very hard for any nation to make it alone without allies. So these strategic alliances are very important. And all of that gets lost in most of the conversation about these international developments.
But why does it get lost, Michael? Under whose influence?
It's too complicated. It's the media's fault. It's the media's fault because it's too difficult to cover it and understand it. And it's the politicians.
Too difficult for them because the journalists are not as smart as they used to be or as well prepared or even trained as they used to be?
They're not as prepared and trained, nor is the expectation upon them to do it. Mm. In other words, it breaks the format. It might be too above the level that their target audience lives at.
Mm-hmm. The dumbing down of America. 28 past the hour on the countdown.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Doug Stephanie with a reminder about that fabulous opportunity I've been talking about for a couple of months where you can get 2 free nights in Las Vegas, and all you have to do is dial up this number, 800-419-DOUG. That happens to spell Doug, and you can spell it out with using the numbers 3684. So if it's easier for you, 800-419-3684, call that number right now and be one of the first 10 to get in, and you'll be on your way to having a great time. Couple of free nights, yours, in Las Vegas, by dialing 800-419-DOUG. What could be simpler? There's no contest involved here. It's just fun. Nobody's going to ask you for your name, your date of birth, all that stuff. Nope. Just anticipate fun. 541 Travels has put this deal together, so latch on to that and them by dialing 800-419-DOUG. That's 800-419.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. One Democratic senator is comparing the flow of immigrants to the U.S. to a sold-out concert.
We are over capacity right now, and we have to control this.
Speaking on CNN State of the Union, Joe Manchin of West Virginia said it's become dangerous to let more people enter the country. Manchin defined dangerous as only being able to screen a small percentage of those crossing the border every day. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has expressed shock and heartbreak following the IDF's accidental killing of 3 hostages held by Hamas. Netanyahu affirmed that Israel would persist with its military invasion of Gaza. On Saturday, a U.S. Navy warship intercepted and destroyed 14 drones launched from rebel-controlled regions in Yemen, engaged the attack drones in the Red Sea with no reported damage to the ships and no injuries. Dave Collins, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Good day,
dear.
It's gonna be a good day.
It has been a good day.
Hello, my name is Jan Stephen Fisher. You'll know what's going on if you listen to my grandson. Good day.
That's fine. Nothing wrong with that. All right, so we are in the nice news department here at the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. The good news surrounding people who have won the jackpots and lotteries. Here's a story from Kentucky today where co-workers split a $50,000 lottery prize, won on tickets that they got as gifts. This is a good idea, right, for Christmas? You give people lottery tickets. Put them in the stocking. Right? All these colleagues who worked at the Med Center in Bowling Green, Ohio, no, Bowling Green, Kentucky. This is Bowling Green, Ohio, too. They split the lottery prize after their boss gave them scratch-off tickets. And this was his, he's given them these tickets for the holidays. The supervisor of the group, Sheila Coulter, told lottery officials that she gifted her team with $30 worth of tickets. They won the $50,000. How many of these people were there? I didn't see that anywhere. How many of the staff members was it? 14? 14 of the 21, yeah, were present when the team won the prize money. So, good.
Nice way to
try
the Hollywood extra cash.
That seems for the rest of them who weren't there.
Right.
That's why you show up to the work parties.
Right. Yep, show up. And Merry Christmas. Here's another lottery story. This fellow who actually lives in L.A., remember the story from last year at this time? He won the $2 billion Powerball jackpot. He immediately went on a vacation to Fiji with some of his friends. He took himself off of all social media. His name was not publicized until last February. It took 3 months. And so I'm going to give him the privacy that he deserves. He kept the cash, $997 million.
That is
he decided instead of, right? No. He kept it a secret. And so he went to Fiji. He hired bodyguards when he came back. He made several real estate purchases, including buying a $47 million house in Bel Air. And he also bought a $25 million mansion in Hollywood. He became the target of a lawsuit filed by a fellow named Jose Rivera, who asserted that he bought the winning ticket. Remember that? He said, I bought the ticket. This guy stole it from me. There's always going to be somebody around like that. Right? Oh, that was my ticket. Especially when they look at the amount of cash there is that's involved in this. Anyway.
Well, and there was an investigation, and the California Lottery Commission had evidence supporting that the winner that was awarded the money was the lawful winner.
Yep. So there. Has anybody received calendars for next year yet? The 2024 calendars? Isn't this the time of year when they're being distributed by banks and businesses?
Mm-hmm. You have the calendar mouse pads.
No, I've never seen those.
Well, the mouse pad, if you have the
yeah yeah no I know I have
it yeah yeah
my mouse pad has
a
picture of my old dog
calendar on it.
Oh really?
Yeah, a lot of people will send those out. Mm-hmm.
Okay, how many people are going to parties? Do you have invitations? A lot of invitations. A lot of people get a lot of invitations this time of year, and if you don't want to go, it's okay to say no. If you really don't want to attend a function, why would you go if you didn't want to go? Right?
Is that a thing? Do people go to parties they don't want to go to?
I don't know. There's a study I'm looking at from the American Psychological Association finds that people overestimate the negative ramifications of declining an invitation. I don't know any host that, how much do you read into somebody who sends an RSVP back and says, sorry, can't attend?
Yeah, or I think it's saying, worse if you say, no. Yes, you can attend, and then last minute you say you won't be attending. I think that's worse, yeah. But if you just say no straight from the get-go.
All right, so then give me your advice on this. The other night I was at a function, a little Christmas party, and one of the ladies there is a state rep, and she had sent me an invitation to go to her fundraiser, and I did not respond. So I saw her at this event, and she said, I hope I'll see you tomorrow night. And I said, geez, I don't know. As it turned out, I was busy last night. I didn't get home until about 9 o'clock, but I didn't want to commit myself. And the reason I didn't, tell me whether you think I'm right or wrong or being small, I sent her a donation when she first ran 2 years ago. And it was a substantial donation. And she never sent me a thank you. Never said thank you to me. Never sent me a thank you. It's unheard of to send somebody a check, it seems to me anyway, in bad form, if you send you ask somebody to send you a donation to the campaign, you send it, and then you don't send a thank you. Bad.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I think I would feel the same way of, like, why did I not get a, whether it's a thank you note, a thank you card, an email, a quick phone call, a text message, just some kind of acknowledgement. Yeah. Also kind of a confirmation that you did, in fact, receive it, and you saw whom it was from.
Yeah. She got it because the check was cashed. So, I know
as far as not wanting to go to something, there's no harm in just saying no right off the bat if you know you don't want to go. And if you feel bad saying no or you don't know if you're going to be available, just say, I'm not sure I'm going to make it. I'll have to try. Let me see. And then let them know later after the fact of, like, look, I can't make it work or I can't swing it.
Yeah. Maybe did I take the cowardly way out and just say, not sure.
You, like, straight up ghosted her.
I did. So, and some of my friends are supportive of her, but I don't know. Sometimes I'm very involved in politics here, and it's cool, but I don't know. I just I felt like, no, I don't want to go.
Yeah, but I think pictures. There's a lost art of thank you notes, too, that not enough people do it. But I also... sometimes if you send something to somebody and you didn't send it yourself, you bought it from somewhere online and there it's automatically being sent to the person, and you think that, oh, I marked this as a gift and I put in a note that says whom it's from and all this stuff, that note is not always in there. We had a number of gifts when we had our son, baby gifts, that came in with absolutely no idea who they are from. There are people who probably think we are so rude for not sending them a thank you note or acknowledging they bought our baby a gift because we never had any information of whom sent it. It was just completely blank.
Yeah. No, there you go. Not a great... Okay. Thanks. Welcome. You didn't say, well, I didn't know it came from you. How do I know?
It would have been one thing. We did have a couple people say, hey, did you get this gift? And I could finally say, oh my goodness, yes, we had no idea who it was from. There was no thank you note, or I'm sorry, not, there was no note of who it was from or anything. We had no idea. And then I can send a thank you note. But there were some gifts that nobody claimed.
I had a coffee cake delivered to me yesterday, and it was from a friend. As a matter of fact, I had lunch with him yesterday, and the coffee cake was yummy. I had some vanilla ice cream with it last night. It was yummy. Those are the kind of things that are fun to have at Christmas time. I'd rather have stuff like that, or somebody sent me chocolate because I'm a chocolate nut. I have chocolate every day of my life, and so if you want to make me smile, send me some chocolate. Light chocolate. Yum. Not dark chocolate either. No.
Light chocolate.
No. Yeah. Taylor Swift, 34 years old, had a birthday party, and the person that she spent the most time with wasn't who you thought it would be. I guess Kelsey, was that how you pronounce his name? Kelsey?
Yeah, he had to, it was mandatory practices or something. He had to stay in Kansas City.
Right. So she spent her time with her best friend, Blake Lively. I don't know why I was surprised that the two of them are best friends, because...
Oh, really?
They kind of look alike. Don't you think the two of them look alike?
I don't think they look alike in the sense that they could be related, but I think sometimes when you're really close to somebody, you kind of have the same... I forget the word I'm looking for, like aesthetic.
Glow?
But I believe that she is godmother to Blake and Ryan Reynolds' children.
Really? Children.
Like they call her, they refer to her as Aunt Taylor, and they don't really realize that she's this mega world star. They just think that she sings for a living. Like, she gets paid to do karaoke.
What's wrong with that? That is a great description. Here, ladies and gentlemen, Taylor Swift, who gets paid to do karaoke. Yay!
But isn't that cool? Like, children, they don't care what you do for a living. They just care about... What, like, the time that you give them and the love that you give them.
Yeah.
And how you play with
Here's the story of a kid from the Rochester Institute of Technology, a student there, missing for 3 weeks. Matthew Grant, located, reunited with his family. This is interesting. Nobody will tell you what happened, where this guy go, where his whereabouts were, or how he was found. This sounds very mysterious. Doesn't it? What would happen? You would disappear for 3 weeks. And by the way, it was during exam time, right? Exams on college campuses are just over this week. I know my daughter is correcting a lot of papers. for the end of the semester. I wonder if it was just, okay, I don't want to take the exams. I'm going to disappear for 3 weeks. See you later. Adios. All right. I've been talking about the polls with the various and sundry people. I think Joe Biden, and I don't mean to be an axe grinder. I kind of have always liked Joe Biden. He's kind of like a pleasant guy. And you know, you dig around, and it just seems like he's not the person that you thought he was. But when you watch him these days, I almost feel sorry for him because he doesn't seem, you know, people make fun of him because he's 80 and he doesn't seem to have a grip and that stuff. Yeah, there's something to that. But as we're talking about, I'm looking at this video of him from yesterday doing some kind of a press conference, and it's just slow. And there's nothing wrong with that. Certainly people that get up into that age category, and I'm near it myself, when they slow down, they slow down. That's a natural thing. And to have people make fun of him is kind of sad. What I find troubling here is that he and his wife and his family don't get it. And they feel like they either must serve. What is it? He said last week he wouldn't be in the race if it wasn't for Donald Trump. He wanted to.
Yes, yes.
So, but then you look at him, I mean, you look at both of them. Trump looks like a clown to me, with all of his orange makeup and stuff and the contortions in his face. And then Joe Biden just doesn't have, there's nothing there that gives you confidence. Like, this guy is like Netanyahu. Say what you will about him. This guy is a tough guy. And he's leading a country that needs a tough leader. I think America needs a tough leader, and I don't see one out there, frankly, at least at the moment. All right, anyway, 48 after, this is Good Day. Doug Stephan on the Good Day program with my friend Elizabeth Miller. You do your job well, and you do good things for people by helping them lose the weight, whether it's this time of year or any time of the year. But the average American gains about 8 pounds, 8 to 10 pounds during the holiday. And so Calitrin, da-da-da-da, to the rescue.
Right. That's right. Yes. Well, Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. You know, good blessings to everybody, too.
So between now and the end of the year, what's the big deal? What's the special?
Well, right now on our website, toploss.com, we've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. That one with a huge 86% success rate. You get 90 days absolutely free. It's on our capsules and our powder form. It's on our website, toploss.com.
Calitrin, the way to lose weight safely and naturally. Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Believe it or not, there's a new Beverly Hills Cop movie. I'm looking forward to this. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man on Movie Moments on the Good Day program, in charge of he's an entertaining fellow who focuses on film, television, video, that sort of thing. So we have the new trailer for Beverly Hills Cop 4. Is that correct, Chucker?
Yeah, she was dropped, what they called dropped yesterday, Doug. Online, it's produced by Netflix. It's called Beverly Hills Cop. Axel F. Eddie Murphy's back as Axel Foley. 29 years after his last appearance in Beverly Hills Cop 3, he's now 62 years old. But I got to tell you, I mean, Eddie Murphy looks like he's 49, 50. He looks, yeah. He really does look good. A lot of the original cast is in this film: Judge Reinhold, John Astin. They look old, yeah. But it is what it is. Paul Reiser looks really good. Bronson.
I thought Reiser got old and fat. Didn't he even Kaminsky
he looks pretty good in this movie.
He was bald, old, and fat.
I'm sure he'd appreciate that compliment. But no, he looks pretty.
He looks pretty good, bald, old, and fat.
Here's my opinion. Here, the trailer looked good. It captured the tone I felt of what is Axel Foley, a great character by Eddie Murphy. But in 84, the original Beverly Hills Cop, to me, is a great movie. A great movie.
Yep.
The second one is a good movie. The third one is a pretty terrible movie. That was in 94. I mean, it's watchable, but the tone is all wrong. They lightened it up, actually, to pull in Families, Part 3, but they just completely botched it. Here's my problem with this movie, is that when the trailer ends, it says exclusively on Netflix.
I thought they were going to put it in theaters.
I don't know. I mean, listen, I think they'd be nuts not to, I mean, the bottom line, the Netflix model is for original content to get people to buy subscriptions to Netflix, right? So it could just go on Netflix, which to me would be a massive
dumb
disappointment. I don't want to go as far as to say that would be a cardinal sin of the movie industry, but yeah, it's sort of depressing in my... I cannot wrap my brain around making $150 million plus movies to air on a television.
Just on a screen.
How big the TV is.
I
don't
exactly
care. But
right,
it just, I just cannot wrap my brain around that idea. But that's the direction of the culture. So we'll see how this plays out.
All right. I see a movie named Eileen that's new on the list of movies at my local theater. Do you know what that's about?
I'm not that positive. No, I'm not. I know Wonka opens nationwide today, Warner Brothers Wonka, which is a Willy Wonka prequel, right, tracking around a $35 million opening weekend. That would be solid. I think it's going to beat that. But I also think, based on a lot of the really good reviews, they say it's a very charming, enjoyable family film. I think this movie opens, and I think it does well between Christmas and New Year's and banks some real money. I think
there's a movie called Waitress, the musical. You hear anything about that?
It was a movie. Yeah, it was a movie called Waitress. I don't know, like 20 years ago, and then they turned it. It was a smaller film that got some good buzz, and then they turned it into a Broadway play. I guess they filmed that as a musical, and they're going to play it in theaters. Now, according to Fandango, Doug, a couple of the movies that are most anticipated for 2024: Deadpool 3. Which is a superhero movie with everybody. Hugh Jackman's back as Wolverine. This one will make money because it has everybody in the Marvel Universe in it. And then Beetlejuice 2 is also highly anticipated. That comes out. So two sequels. Actually, you know, Ryan Reynolds, they released a trailer yesterday. It's a family film geared to kids called If. That movie's going to make a lot of money. It feels original. Mm-hmm. It's a great trailer. He's become an absolute powerhouse.
Yeah, he has.
Ryan, right? No doubt.
Yeah. Greta Gerwig has been selected as the jury president for the Cannes Film Festival next year. She was the director of Barbie, and maybe that's why she got the job, because she's a young lady, 40 years old.
They call it.
Yeah.
She's riding high in the industry.
Yep. She loves film, loves making them.
With Barbie is the riding high.
Yeah, right. That's it. So what do they do as a sequel to that?
I think what they'll do is this is just speculation on my part. I think they'll spin it off into a Ken movie with Ryan Gosling. That's what I think. I think Margot Robbie will sit the next one out. But she could have a Ken. But I think it'll focus on him. They'll definitely do something because there's too much money in that property.
Yeah, right. Exactly. The money rules the day, as it were, which is not a bad thing by any stretch of the imagination. But it's, I would like to see
some money to do what you want in life, right?
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. All right, Chucker, talk to you Monday. This is a good day program at 59 past the hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.